All set, cup final number two?
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to it. Really excited about it. Obviously, it offers different challenges, we've not faced this year, with the exception of Lee, of course. But yeah, no, we're you know, I'm really buzzing about it. You know, facing a coach that brought me to Bradford, a lot of time for Brian, certainly opened my eyes to a different, you know, way of looking at rugby many years ago. And I would imagine not a lot's changed. You know, we were far in advance then. You know, so we had a lot of catching up to do. But massively looking forward to it. The boys are really excited about it as well.
You spoke very fondly about the start of Bullmania and we spoke to Brian, but this could be the start of another Bullmania, couldn't it? You need to get back into Super League, and a win at Wakefield would be a perfect start to that, if you like.
Yeah, it's a new era for Bradford. You know, and that's nowhere near finish yet. You know, not even on the, well, I would imagine we're on the first step of the ladder. But there's a long, long way to go, irrelevant of whether we get to Super League or not. But it's a new era for us. You know, we've got to take a lot from what happened previously. You know, when Brian came in and how massively that changed. You know, we've got to start all that again, and we've got to build relations with fans and people, and start to challenge and hopefully challenge these. We've got four Super League clubs coming up, and to get something out of this game. We'll be working hard enough to do that, but to get something out of this game will be big, you know. But it's a massive challenge, you know. They're not a bad side.
Brian said you were a player's player. You played the game that was right there in front of you. Is that what it's all about this week? Just worry about Wakefield and hopefully get the win and move on from there.
Yeah, I don't think you can worry about anything else. That'd be disrespectful to the team that you're facing. You know, I've watched them now since Brian came in, actually, you know, there's been a massive change, you know, in personnel and how they play. And I'm sure the buzz around the place is completely different. And like I say, I've got a lot of time for Brian. I think he's a fantastic coach, and he's a fantastic bloke as well. So, you know, he'll have this Wakefield side well prepared. I thought they should have nicked it last week at Salford. You know, I thought they played really well. So we've got to be on our guard. We've got to be on our game, and there's certain challenges we've got to meet to challenge Wakefield. It will be a challenge.
And looking at your squad, how's it looking? Obviously, Dane Nielsen's arrived. We've seen him training. How's he fitting in so far?
It's like he's been here all year. To be fair, he's a pretty friendly bloke. You know, he's slotted into training, and he's not held back at training. You know, he's got in there, he's talked, and everything that you'd want from a senior player is brought to the party already. So. You know, the challenge now is to get him right as quick as possible so we can get him playing.
So will he feature this weekend?
He's in the squad, he's in the 19, and I'm not going to say yes or no because I've said this before and players, you know, at the last minute have pulled out. So there is potential for him to play, yes.
He said that he had the offer to come to England earlier in the year. He didn't feel he was in the right place. He says now he's ready for action. He's coming with the right intention, isn't he? He wants to get back into Super League with the Bulls and make it work for himself as well.
Yeah, you know, he's had a fantastic career, and a lot of people might not know that. You know, he played State of Origin, played a lot of years at Melbourne, a fantastic club, and very successful in Melbourne. And things sort of petered out for him a little bit with whatever's gone on back in Australia and how the NRL deal with that. So he feels he's got. He feels he wants to finish his career better than it possibly would have done. So you know that's good for us because you know he'll be fighting over the next sort of 18 months.
New deal for Jake Mullaney. Any doubt in your mind about extending that deal for him?
No. There's a lot of work for Jake to do. You know, one or two niggly injuries he's got to get sorted, and that'll come with getting his body right in pre-season. He's another good pre-season, and he certainly can play rugby. There's no doubt about that. And you know, we're pleased that he's extended his deal.
And looking at the game, where do you feel the game will be won and lost on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't want to give too much away, to be honest, because we built a plan around.
Are they a team then that you feel they should have won last week? They got behind early, they got in front. Are they a team fragile mentally, do you think?
I think Brian is sorting that out. I think Brian is sorting that out, and I think they're a team that are certainly more confident than, you know, I'd like to have played them 2 months ago before Brian came in. They're certainly a stronger side now, I reckon, mentally. They've got some good players, and we've got to get hold of that. You know, enthusiasm and energy, you can talk about that, but both sides will have that. They'll be fighting, you know, irrelevant of where they're finishing Super League, they'll be fighting. And they've got to fight to stay in Super League. And we've got to match that, and I'm sure we will match that, because we want to, you know, one of the teams want to jump past. And if we don't match that initially, then we won't be in the game. If we match that, then it comes down to one or two other little things we've got in place, or trying to put in place, and we'll see on the back of that.
You admitted to nerves before last week. Is there a bit of excitement this week?
There's a little bit of nerves there. But I said to the boys this morning, and mate, I couldn't sleep last night. Absolutely buzzing, because we all want to be in the top level. You know, we want to play and coach at the top level. So there's an opportunity for us to play a Super League club, you know, and at Wakefield, where they've always enjoyed playing. You know, they get a good crowd behind them. They're close, they're very boisterous, and they get stuck in here. So, I'm absolutely, I won't sleep tonight. I'll have to go out and have a gallon of ale, because I won't sleep tonight.
That's all right for you, but not the players.
No, the players are a little bit nervous as well. A bit nervous as well. But, you know, once that whistle goes and you get into a rugby match, then hopefully them, you know, well, they do settle.
Not counting your chickens, but if you can go 2 out of 2, that puts a lot of pressure on everyone else, doesn't it, behind you then?
Yeah, we'll worry about that next week.